In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, I'm going to tell you we say that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins. And that's true. Jesus Christ, the Lord, died for our sins and rose for our justification. That's true. But you know what? Jesus Christ went to the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead, not only for our sins and for our salvation, but that he would give us the Holy Spirit. You cannot separate the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the giving of the Holy Spirit. Jesus went to the cross. He died, was buried, and rose on the third day, ascended into heaven, and from glory pours out the Holy Spirit. Now, I am reading from what the church gave us yesterday. The church is always in tune with the reality of Jesus. Whether we live it or not is another issue, but the church is always in tune. Listen, I'm reading Acts 2, and I'm reading, we're going to start with verse 32. "This Jesus God raised up, and of this we are witnesses," Peter says, "being therefore exalted at the Father's right hand, he received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, and he has poured out this Spirit which you see and hear." Okay? This Jesus who died, was buried, raised, and now exalted at the Father's right hand. This is Pentecost. What you see and hear is the promise that Jesus promised to give us. You see and hear the promise that Jesus promised to give us. "For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies a footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made this Jesus Christ both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Not only the Jews crucified him, but we crucified him with our sins, okay? "Now when they heard this," this is the convention of Jews, they were from Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Rome, Cappadocia. They were celebrating the giving of the law on the day of Pentecost. That's what it's about. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart." In other words, the Spirit of God was convicting them. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, Repent, turn away from your sins, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And listen to this one, "And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you," the people he's speaking to "your children," that's right, to their children, "and to all that are far off." That's right, that's us. The promise of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus died, buried, and rose from the dead, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise, you know, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. For, you know, go and receive the promise of the Lord. This is a promise that's always kept. God keeps his promises. The greatest promise that Jesus gave us is you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. And this gift of the Holy Spirit is to you people that I'm talking to. That's the Jewish people. To your children and to those far off. That's us. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit cannot be seen, but you can see what he does. Like the wind. The wind blows where it wills, and you know not where it comes from or where it goes. You cannot see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. I'm going to tell you when I prayed for that little boy that had cornea trouble and he couldn't see with his eyes very well. And in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, the Holy Spirit healed those eyes just 2.5 weeks ago. I could not see the Holy Spirit. I couldn't even feel the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit was at work, was at work. Or sometimes I'm praying with people and all of a sudden they don't know anything about the gift of tongues and they start praying in other languages. Oh, yes. Yes, they receive this gift. You know, the Holy Spirit cannot be harnessed, let me tell you, because Jesus says, he blows where he wills. That's right. And I'll tell you, that promise of the Holy Spirit is to the people Peter was talking to their families and to their children, and to us who are far off. And that Spirit blows where he wills. He blows where he is welcomed. You don't welcome him, he says, you know what? I'm going someplace else. I don't have any time for you. I've been waiting for you to respond, but you don't respond. You see, you don't love Jesus. You don't proclaim Jesus. You don't exalt Jesus. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He proclaims Jesus. He exalts Jesus. He just causes us to love Jesus. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He causes us to love Jesus. He proclaims Jesus. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he shall glorify me. That's right. He shall glorify me. You always know where the Holy Spirit is, not only by his effects, by glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of the Father. You always know where the Holy Spirit is. Why don't we see the effects of the Holy Spirit in many places? You know why? I'm going to tell you. Because you can't harness the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will do what he wills. And sometimes people are afraid that they're going to get embarrassed. Yeah, they're going to get embarrassed, that's right. Because things begin to happen that you might not like. Like I have my friend in California, you know. She was at the Easter Mass and she loves the Lord. Mary loves the Lord. And you know, I guess she might have been raising her arms on Easter Sunday. I guess if you can't raise your arms on Easter Sunday, you can't raise your arms. You know, and people get offended by that. Offended by someone raising their arms. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. How many people in the congregation are practicing birth control? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, birth control is not even an issue in most of the churches. You know how I know it? Because people come to confession, they don't ever say it. They don't say it because you know what? It's not been taught. It's not been taught. It's not been taught. The first commandment of God was to people was increase and multiply. Be fruitful. Wasn't to count your children. That's Planned Parenthood. Your family planning and family killing. That's right. I'm not saying the women are murdering their children because they're just like victims. But these doctors are murdering these children. These doctors are killing these children. Your family planning, yeah? You know, plan your family. Plan your family. You know, everybody needs to plan their family. You know what? I always thought the word said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in him and he will act. I thought that's what the Word of God said. It didn't say plan your family. Use birth control. That's not what the Word says. It says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Look to him. Look to him. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You see, give me a break. Why isn't the Holy Spirit alive in people? Because you can't harness him. Because he'll do what he wants to do. His inspirations are what I depend upon. If I did not have the inspirations of the Holy Ghost, I could not continue to preach the Word of God. I could not have done this for 26 years every day. How could I do a thing like this without the inspiration of God? I'm not telling you every time I've preached it is wonderful. No, I can't tell you that. I'm just a human being. But I can tell you. I can tell you. By the letters that I receive, that people tell me, Father Tom, I thank God that I can hear you. You're the light in the darkness. You preach the Word of God. You're the one that keeps on telling me to continue, no matter how hard it gets or what suffering I'm going through. Well, you know, the promise of the Holy Spirit is to those far off. It's, you know, it's a preaching promise, too. It's a preaching promise. People say, how can you preach every day? Don't you run out of material? I will never run out of Jesus, okay? There's always something wonderful to tell you about Jesus. There's always something wonderful to tell you about Jesus, because he's wonderful, because he's the Lord, because he's been raised from the dead, because he's King, because he's Lord, because there's no one like Jesus. How can you ever run out of telling people about Jesus? Even if you keep on saying the same things over and over again, you can never run out of telling people how wonderful Jesus is, how wonderful he is, how he saves people. You know, I was in the line at Market Basket on, I believe it was Friday, and there were these people from where Sister Elizabeth is from, Nigeria. And I've got all my food on the belt, you know. And this lady looks at me and she says, oh, Father, would you bless me? I just moved my cart. She didn't expect that. I put my hands on her head and I started to pray that the Lord would bless her and fill her with grace, and that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and on her family. She said, Father, bless me. So this was my Minnie Minkle sitting in the corner. You know, she invited me to bless her. Or I might be at the cold cut aisle, you know, and I'm waiting for my number to be called, you know. And I'm waiting patiently. And someone says, oh, I need prayers. And I go right to them and I start praying. Oh, yes, I start praying, because you know what? I never know what God's going to do. I never know what God is going to do. I start praying, and then people start, you know, some people start shirking. They say, oh, my God, this is crazy. Other people say, would you pray for me, too? Oh, yes. Now we've got church in the middle of Market Basket, okay? Now we've got church in the middle of Market Basket. And, you know, when I go, there are all these beautiful Spanish people. They're at the counter, and they're ringing up my groceries, and they're always expensive because I'm feeding lots of people. Guess what happened? Before I leave, I say, Gloria Jesus! Gloria Jesus! Glory to Jesus. Some of them say, Amen. Amen. Others turn away. But you know what? I've got the right to say, Gloria Jesus. It's a free country still. I've got the right to say, Glory to Jesus. It's a free country still. It's our free country. That promise is unto you, people that are listening to me, Peter said. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, people from Cappadocia and Rome, and that promise is to your children and to us that are far off. If you were to ask me what does the church need more than anything else, I would say it's not a what, it's a who. We need him, the Holy Ghost. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that's what I need. I don't need another $1,000. I need the Holy Ghost. I don't need a new automobile. I need more of the Holy Ghost. I don't need a new watch to put around my wrist. I need the Holy Ghost. I don't need a new apartment to rent. I need the Holy Ghost. That's what I need. I need more of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God brings life to people. Spirit of God brings people to the cross. The Spirit of God heals people. I need the Holy Spirit, and that promise is to me. And Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Oh, ask and you shall receive. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You're welcome in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in my heart. Come, Holy Spirit, come that I might exalt Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. come to those who are thirsty. Because Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And he was talking of the Holy Spirit that had not yet been given because he had not yet been glorified. Come, Holy Spirit. We are thirsty. We are hungry. I need you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need your intervention in my life. I need you to do greater things in me, through me, around me, because Jesus has been raised from the dead and glorified. He's at the right hand of the Father, pouring out the Holy Spirit on those who believe. I need the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you that Spirit of God is for you people that are listening to me, Peter says, to your children and to those that are far off, even me, even you. How much do you want the Holy Spirit? Just get on your knees and tell the Lord, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, that the anointing of God would come upon me. I am in absolute need of the Holy Spirit. I cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. If you are a preacher, you need the Holy Spirit, because your words mean nothing. Your words mean nothing unless they're empowered by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. If you're a preacher, you might say, I have the Holy Spirit. Yeah, but does he have you? Does he have you? I have the Holy Spirit too, but does he have me? That takes a surrender, a surrender, a surrender unto Jesus, a surrender, a surrender, a surrender unto Jesus, that I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's Christ's faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me on the cross. Listen, that promise is to you and to those far off. Hallelujah. That promise is to you and to those far off. You need the Holy Spirit if you're a preacher. You need more of the Holy Spirit if you're a priest. You need more of the Holy Spirit if you're a deacon. You need more of the Holy Spirit if you're a minister. You need more of the Holy Spirit if you teach CCD. You need more of the Holy Spirit if you even sell books at a Christian bookstore, because people will come in with broken hearts and you can pray for them in the power of God. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. I need the power of His grace. As the people listen to me on the radio, come, Holy Spirit, I pray. The promise is to you, Jewish people, and to your children and to those far off. The promise is to you who are listening to me today, the Holy Spirit, that God gave us Jesus, and the promise of Jesus glorified is, I will send the Holy Spirit. And he, you will be witnesses when he comes upon you. And you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. If you fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, they ask you for a piece of bread, would you give them a stone? If they ask you for a fish, would you give them a scorpion? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You people are sinners, and you fathers give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. That promise is to you, to your children, and to those far off. What priests need is the Holy Spirit. What preachers need is more of the Holy Spirit. What I need is more of the Holy Spirit. What evangelists need is more of the Holy Spirit. What doctors need to really fulfill their ministry is the Holy Spirit, not only with their technical wisdom, which is wonderful, but with the power of God. We need the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus died and rose from the dead, not only to forgive our sins, but to give us the Holy Spirit. And we know where the Holy Spirit is. The Spirit always glorifies Jesus. The Spirit always glorifies Jesus. And you know by the action of God where the Holy Spirit is, that the Spirit of God is like wind. You might not see Him, but you see the effects of the Holy Spirit. As I told you, sometimes I'm praying with people, and they start speaking in other languages. I feel very comfortable with that. I feel very comfortable with that. You know why? If that's what God wants to do in these people, I say, hallelujah. I don't want to limit the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost have His way. We've tried to institutionalize the Holy Ghost. And Jesus says, the Spirit blows where He wills. That's real. And He blows where He's welcomed. He blows where He's welcomed. If you don't welcome Jesus, if you don't love Jesus, if you don't preach Jesus, if you don't surrender your life to Jesus, you're not going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because He always glorifies Jesus. He convicts us of sin and tells us of the things that are to come. He's a prophetic spirit also. He's a prophetic spirit. He tells us of the things that are to come. Come, Holy Spirit, I need You. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, I need You. Come in Your own special way. I am so thirsty, Holy Spirit. I have nothing to give but You. Flood me with grace and Your blessing. Holy Spirit, I love You. The promise of God is to you. The promise of God is to me. The promise of God to those that are far off. Get in a quiet place and ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Could you get me the calendar? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are in need of the Holy Spirit. I am in need of the Holy Spirit. Let me just tell you that we're going to be back at the espousal in April, and it will be the 21st of April. I'll be back at the espousal on the 21st of April on a Wednesday at 7:30. Back at the espousal on the 21st of April at 7:30. Back at the espousal on Wednesday, the 21st at 7:30. And that's what's going to happen. And hopefully we'll be there on the 28th also. 21st and 28th at the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham. My friends, this is the time when we celebrate the Passover of the Lord, that Jesus has died, was buried, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven, and that He pours the Holy Spirit upon those who believe. This is the time. 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 Don't miss it. Oh yes, the Holy Spirit can come any time during the year. He's wonderful. I received the gift of the Holy Spirit when I was confirmed, and I received that outpouring in August, the last Sunday of August in 1968, and I will never be the same. I don't know where I'd be without that giving of the Holy Spirit in my life at confirmation and released. I've experienced what Jesus said, living water, rivers, and I didn't even know the Bible. Imagine I received what the Bible said before I even read it. That's something. Because God is true. Because God is true. because his word is true. His word is true. I received, I had the experience of living water flowing in me in 1968, and I would never contrive that because I didn't know the scriptures then. Not that I know them now, you know. I want the scriptures to know me through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, people say, I go through the Bible. I want the Bible to go through me. You go through the Bible. Go through the Bible all you want. I want the Bible to go through me. I want it to pierce my heart with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. That's what I want. Listen, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. People in Chicopee, people in Fall River, people that hear me all over, even as far as the western part of the state. Yes, Chicopee, Fall River, Hartford, Long Meadow, Florida, Washington, D.C., and all around Washington, D.C., Fairbanks, Fairfax, I should say, Fairfax, Phoenix, Arizona, St. Louis, Missouri, where you have that beautiful, beautiful arch, St. Louis, Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. I need that you would send us a holy Passover gift, the Passover of the Lord, the Passover of Jesus. This is what Easter is. It's the Passover. The name of Easter in Italian is Pasqua, Passover. Easter, I don't like that name. It comes from the goddess Estera. I hate that name. I hate that name. I don't hate the resurrection. And I don't hate Easter. I hate the name because it comes from the fertility god in America. You could just only hope. You see, but in Italian, it's Pasqua, Passover. This is the Passover of the Lamb. And what did they do at the Passover? They ate the lamb. They ate the lamb. What do we do as Catholics? We don't eat lamb cookies. We eat the lamb. We eat the lamb. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. We need to eat the lamb, and we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. May Jesus Christ be praised. Pray for me today. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.